WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. If you're just joining us tonight, the body of a 19-year-old missing Pleasantville man has been found 2 days after he was last heard from. Irving Mayron Guzman was last seen in the area of a strip club, the Centerfold Cabaret. His remains found this morning in a marshy area next to the club, according to a family member. The investigation is ongoing. We have the latest for you tonight at NJ1015.com. Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli, a former nurse, is once again urging all Garden State residents to get vaccinated and boosted. She says what healthcare workers have gone through during the pandemic is almost unbelievable.
Particularly the nurses in critical care during the worst of this, and we've had four surges, is unimaginable to me, and I've been there.
Governor Murphy says in most cases, refusing to get a COVID vaccine is selfish and akin to drunk driving. The Biden administration today officially backing down on a rule that would have required workers at companies of 100 employees or more to get vaccinated against COVID or face weekly testing. OSHA confirming that withdrawal nearly 2 weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court put a stop to its enforcement. Meanwhile, and that can't save the president's approval rating, which, according to the Pew Research Center survey, is at a new low of 41%. The survey finding the president's job approval numbers dropping across the board since the fall. Once a strong point of his, only 44% approve of Biden's handling of the pandemic during this Omicron surge. As New Jersey lawmakers set up their priorities for the new session, a recent report trying to put pensions on the agenda. Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute says the state should shift some investment risk to employees, make them pay more into the fund, and consider a move to cash balance funds.
Some combination of those approaches, I think it's not a magic bullet. It's not going to make this a painless fix, but it gets us closer to bringing these pension plans back to economic reality.
Biggs wrote a recent report examining the pension funds for the conservative Garden State Initiative think tank. Just how much snow could be heading your way this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
We have some delays on 22 in Union on the eastbound side, just east of the parkway. The left lane's blocked with pothole repairs. We are seeing a little bit of exiting volume off the parkway at exit 140 as a result. Turnpike top to bottom, a pretty good ride. 80 westbound local lanes in Hackensack at exit 65. That is a collision. 109 southbound in North Bergen, right by Route 3, a debris spill. The left lane is out of service. And we're absolutely jammed on Route 3 on the westbound side as you go west into the parkway and out towards 46. That's all because of emergency construction on 46 in Little Falls, right by McBride Avenue. Only the right lane gets by. Stick with Interstate 80 through that area. 109 southbound at Olive Street in Elizabeth. That is a crash being cleared. 18 southbound right in the area of Racetrack Road and Ruse Lane were slow. That's because of a right lane closure because of a water main break on Ruse Lane. And 73 southbound in Mapleshade by High Street. Only one lane to the left gets by with construction. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Time is running out to get quality, affordable health insurance from Get Covered New Jersey. Open enrollment ends January 31st. Enroll now at getcovered.nj.gov. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:06.
All Jersey, all the time.
Your station's a lifeline for getting all New Jersey every day.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 Insta weather. After today's milder weather, it's right back to colder weather as soon as tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy at times. Low 18 to 22, wind chills in the lower teens overnight. A good deal of sunshine tomorrow with a very cold breeze, high 26 to 30, wind chills generally in the teens, and temperatures dropping well down into the teens tomorrow night, even as low as 10 in outlying areas. We'll stay cold on Thursday. Sunday to partly cloudy, high 28 to 32. Cloudy on Friday, not quite as cold. A little snow in the area, high 34 to 38. Then a significant nor'easter to bring plowable snow, strong winds, and coastal flooding Friday night and on Saturday. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Upper 39, Marlboro 35, Lambertville 31. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.